Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. Kids off of school, good luck to the husbands and wives on calming down the kids who probably are still tearing through Halloween candy. And now we're home for a 3-day weekend. We have a monster weekend ahead. Soccer playoffs begin out here in Southern California. My son, obviously, I told you the story about the play-in game, and he had the game-tying goal with 4 minutes left to force overtime. An incredible start. We'll see if it carries over to the weekend. But so big weekend ahead of NFL gambling. We got a little college football to talk about. Yes, I'm going to talk about Texas and TCU for the guy who asked me on Instagram. Yes, we will address that. And to start it off, we got a good guest. Brandon Lang. Do you know the name? Brandon Lang? You may or may not know the name. He is the character that Matthew McConaughey plays in the movie Two for the Money. It's based on Brandon Lang. Now, it's very Hollywooded up. He talks about that aspect. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. I'll say, we had a first on the podcast. You know, when we record the interviews, we recorded it yesterday. And we do like a little pre-show talk. Hey, what's up? This is what I'm going to hit you with, blah, blah, blah. And like he had a weird audio situation. And for the first time ever, somebody who I'd never talked to dropped an FU on me. Very interesting. Yeah, listen, the guy's a character. He's a gambler. I think he's part of the degenerate nation, right? As we all are. And he's got some good stories. He gives out some picks. And I will do, obviously, at the end of the podcast, the picks for the week. I did load up on a couple games. They better hit better than the Raiders did last week. That was a tough one for me. But if you haven't heard of Two for the Money, you know, maybe you're bored this weekend, the games don't come through for you on Saturday in college football, Just check it out. I'm sure it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Jeremy Piven has what I think is the funniest line in the movie. So it's this gambling crew, Jeremy Piven, Pacino is the boss, and they bring on McConaughey, and they have this TV show where they're making you buy a service to get their picks. And Jeremy Piven's talking about how tough it is to crack the NFL. And he goes, without my system, you got a better shot of having God show up at your door with 9 strippers, a bag of pure Bolivian cocaine, enough Viagra to make Chuck's head blow up, than picking these things on your own. Now, Piven is in rare form throughout the movie. I love that dude. I don't care what he's like in real life. As a actor, Jeremy Piven is hilarious. I'm sure he's got some issues in real life, but from Ari Gold to his role in Two for the Money is awesome. Now, a quick word on Brandon Lang. And again, yes, I'm trying to get you to watch Two for the Money. It's a movie I've seen many times. It's great. So Brandon Lang in the movie is a former college football quarterback who got an injury and then couldn't play in the pros and decides to turn into gambling. So he says, every quarterback knows the secret. The key to victory is anticipation, the ability to see the future and react to it. That is what I do, and that is the truth. For over 1 year, I have been picking 80% winners. Is that unbelievable? I know the leagues. I know the teams. I know the players. I know this wonderful game called football. Call the number on the bottom of the screen and ask for John. Let's make some money. 80% winners. You love it. You love it. 80% winners, guys. Come on. That's not realistic. All right, real quick before we get to Brandon Lang, should we even address the Falcons-Panthers game? I mean, listen, under 42.5 cash, thank goodness. I mean, P.J. Walker tried to throw a pick six in the waning moments to give Atlanta a touchdown and make it interesting, but ultimately it did not end interesting. Marcus Mariota was awful. I'm surprised we did not see Desmond Ridder. I started Cord Patterson in fantasy. He did nothing. I saw a bunch of people online saying, Cord Patterson, over 7.5 receiving yards. That's easy money. Cord Patterson had one catch, one target, 2 yards. I mean, this was a tough watch. Now, it was played in the rain, which is why I padded the under. I was leaning Falcons. I'm glad I didn't take them. This offense looked atrocious, and the defense could not stop Deonta Foreman, who also in my fantasy lineup, and my son's. 31 carries, buck 30, and a tutty. Foreman looked very good, and I was not all that familiar with Marquise Haynes. He had 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. I don't know this guy, but he looked pretty damn good. Defensive end, fourth-year guy out of Ole Miss, came into the game with 0 sacks and just dominated the Falcons' offensive line. Ultimately, this hurts Panthers fans because now you have 3 wins. You could it's going to be very difficult for them to get the number one pick in the draft. Although you could argue, is there a clear-cut number one at this point? Now, the process will be difficult. I did a mock draft for Fox Sports recently. I had Stroud up top. We had Bruce Feldman on yesterday. He said Stroud had the edge over Bryce Young because of his size. I'd keep an eye on Will Levis. I don't think you take Hendon Hooker that high. I like Hendon Hooker. And it could be one of those situations where, you know, the top guys don't end up being the best quarterback. That happens way more often than you think. One day we'll break them down, but Falcons with the loss. I still think this division is Tampa's. New Orleans has a shot. I don't think they win this weekend, though, and that kills them because I have Tampa beating Seattle, and not a game I'm betting because Seattle's just killing me this season. I can't stand the Seahawks. I beat them a couple times, but they just I've been going against them a lot of the time, and I know they've been a cash cow for some. Congratulations to you guys, but Seattle's just too tough of a nut to crack for me. All right, let's get to our guest, Brandon Lang, the guy who the character for Matthew McConaughey played in Two for the Money.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy. Knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire. You know, on Fridays, what we like to do is we like to bring in a gambler or somebody from behind the ticket counter who can talk about usually just the NFL lines. Occasionally, we'll do some college football, but this week we have a special guest because they made a movie about this guy. Surely you guys have seen it. It's called Two for the Money. Matthew McConaughey, Rene Russo. Great film. I mean, epic stuff. And he's got a great story and he's gambling and now he has a podcast on the gambling podcast network. Brandon Lang. Brandon, how are you, man?
I live in Vegas and
ESPN Louisville is my number one radio market. I've done them for 12 years. This could be one of the top three greatest gambling stories you ever hear. 2 minutes or less, I'll tell you what happened yesterday. So Drew Diener, who's the host, texts me and says, we play Bellarmine tomorrow, which is also in Louisville. He says, we're going to lose outright. Bet Bellarmine. So I'm like, okay, well, Drew's done that four times before and he's 3-1. So I'm like, okay, well, let me do a little more investigation. Then Doc Louisville, who's a guy, did a little hair treatment on my hair because I'm vain and I got to look good and try to look like McConaughey. He texts me and says, we just lost to a Division II school that was 8-18 last year and without their leading scorer in an exhibition on Monday. Well, that was enough for me. So I go down to Red Rock and I walk in and I go, hi, what's the most you'll take on a game? And they tell me what the limit is. I go, all right, let me have Bellarmine plus 8.5. He goes, we don't see it. I go, it's in your added games right there. Guy goes, okay, well, that's an added game. You can only take so much. I'm like, okay, so whatever it is, I give it to him. I'm like, all right, now give me half of that Bellarmine money line. So he's like, well, we can't take a money line game that big. I'm like, well, how much will you take? So he says, whatever. I'm like, there, got it, boom, done. So I walk out, call my buddy Dan the middle, I'm like, get down here. He comes to Red Rock. I give him the same amount on both. He goes and he bets it. Now we're done. Bellarmine's up 11 at the half. They're up 67-57. Louisville goes on with 4:32 to go. Louisville goes on a 9-0 run. Down one, Louisville's got the ball, 27 seconds to go. Bellarmine holds on, wins the game 67-66. Now, the backstory that they didn't tell me, that had both these knuckleheads told me, I'd have gone in the safe and went all over town and bet everything I own. The coach of Bellarmine is Scott Mahoney. Coach Ballard High School in Louisville, won a state championship, was on Denny Crum's staff at Louisville, was on Rick Pitino's staff, and was Rick Pitino's number one assistant. Never got considered for the head coaching job all the time it's been open at Louisville. The guy is a beast. Took Bellarmine to the Division I level last year. They won their conference tournament, but weren't allowed to play in the NCAA tournament. This game was so personal to them.
Oh, yeah.
And with Bellarmine gotten three starters back, plus some transfers, they can play. That was the backstory.
And he didn't even give you any of that intel, huh? Wow, that's a great backstory.
I just went on it based on the fact that, again, it's not inside information. What it is that in the city of Louisville, among that inner circle of people, that was information to them. It just so happens with my affiliation that I've done his show every Friday morning at 9:05 for 12 years. He's like, let me call my boy B. Lang. He's in Vegas. He'll be able to go bet it. That's the only way I would have ever known about that. I never would have known about Bellarmine in Louisville. And that's the great thing about you know, just gambling and information and doing radio shows. And even with that information, you're still a little bit hesitant to snap the rubber band on it because you never know.
Yeah,
it was a good day. I went in there. Both managers came out at 9:30 last night when I cashed my ticket, and it's a pretty hefty ticket. And they go, nice win. I said, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And you could see they wanted to ask me. Like, me and my buddy Dan were probably the only two people that bet Bellarmine yesterday. Literally.
Probably, yeah. Was it eight or eight and a half?
Opened at 12, went down to 8.5 because half the city of Louisville was betting it. So, been a good day. Don't really like anything. And college basketball is my best sport.
Yeah,
so,
oh, I love college hoops, man. Yeah, college basketball getting started.
Yep, you had another game Monday night. You had Florida Gulf Coast, which is being coached by Pat Chambers, who was Jay Wright's number one assistant, went to Penn State, put them on the mat, and then some stuff happened. He got fired. He's now resurfaced at Florida Gulf Coast, put together a squad. They were going into USC as an 18.5-point road underdog. That's where Andy Edfeld had coached before, took Florida Gulf Coast in Sweet 16, which parlayed into the USC job. He wasn't going to run it up on his old school. Well, forget running it up.
They lost. Yeah.
18. Yeah, they lost outright by 13. So I love college hoop. It's my best sport. It's my favorite sport. NCAA tournament last year, 10-2, rode St. Peter's all the way till they got blasted to North Carolina. I was on the other side. I love college hoop. So
yeah.
Anytime you want to talk college hoop, let me know.
Funny you mentioned Andy Enfield. So he lives around the corner from me, and he coaches summer basketball for – I guess they were rising sixth graders, and my son was on his team. So he's coaching them this summer. You know, he had a couple good players, and he's the nicest guy, and he has a practice at his house, and the guy's got this baller house, basketball court, pool in the backyard. He is the nicest guy, and I'm like, how's the team looking this year? He's so optimistic. You know, they got the big kid, Kijani Wright, who's awesome, and they go out in the opener. and get destroyed. That was a stunning loss. So, before we get to NFL, Brandon, who do you have any futures bets college basketball to win the title?
No, that's the one thing that I don't get into is futures. I'm so at BrandonLang.com. I'm so today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I'm having probably one of my best seasons ever. I'm 19-4 my last 23 in football. I'm 18-6 in college football for the year. I've won 7 of the last 8 Saturdays. Last Saturday, Notre Dame was my best bet. I thought Clemson's been overrated all year. And I also like Louisville this best Saturday plus 7.5 over Clemson. It's just been a dream year. So I'm just focused on day by day, watching college basketball real closely, value the first 3 or 4 weeks you're going to find, and just keep grinding it out, man. It's an exciting time for me right now with both college football, college basketball, and NFL football. I don't touch NBA regular season just because I party with some of these guys in Vegas. And you don't know, some nights they're partying, they're not showing up. I'll wait NBA until the playoffs. So for me, it's college football and NFL.
So, Brandon, a lot of people have seen Two for the Money with Matthew McConaughey. Your story's well documented, but I got to start here. How much of it is real? And by real, I mean, I don't believe you played college football, but
no.
You were a young athlete, right? Basketball in high school?
Yeah. So I got in the best shape of my life in 1989, and I was averaging 37 a league, 37 a night in the winter league in Vegas. I played against Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon. I played with those guys at the Sporting House, which unfortunately is now Sapphire Strip Bar, but the Sporting House was the place to go. And Jerry Tarkanian got busted for some violations. One of them was free memberships at the Sporting House for his guys who would just walk down there and walk into the gym and play, because the runs down there were absolutely incredible. So in a winter league, I was averaging 37 a game. And I was playing pickup in February with Keith. Keith Starr, the assistant coach, was guarding me, and I lit him up. I set him down like 3 straight times, and we're done. And long story short, he said, man, where'd you play your college ball? I said, I did. And I joined the Navy, and I was offered a scholarship to go to the Naval Academy, but I didn't want to commit 6 years of my life. And I said, I'd just get myself in great shape and just playing and having fun. He goes, we could use a guy like you. You're not going to play. You won't see a lick of playing time, but we need a guy in practice like you, who's older, mature, who doesn't back down. He said, you should come walk on, come meet Tark at his restaurant. So went down and met Tark at his restaurant on Thursday. This is the year before they won the national championship. I walk in, great story. I sit down and Tark says, Keith tells me you could play. I said, Tark, I wouldn't be here if I couldn't. And he starts laughing. He goes, I have one question. Can you get good grades? And I looked at Keith and I looked at Tark and I go, Tark, I'm 26 and I'm white. What do you think? And he starts howling and he goes, I like this kid. He says, I'll tell you what, you go through our preconditioning program in September. You get through those 4 weeks, I'll let you walk on. I said, Tark, fair enough. I'll see you in September. I said, Keith, I'll see you at the Sporting House. Walked out. 2 weeks later, blew out my knee. And then 5 months later, I was offered the job to go to work for the Pacino character. And I said, you know what? Some things in life aren't meant to be. And the funny thing is that when Matt decided to play me, we took him to a playground. And I had a football in my trunk and I had a basketball in my trunk. And I said, Matt, here. And I kicked the basketball to him and he shot a basketball. That boy can't play dead in a Western. I mean, oh boy, that ain't going to happen. So yeah. I said, Matt, here, throw the football. And I threw the football to him. Nice tight spiral. I looked at Dan Gilfer, the writer who's married to Renee Russo. And I said, Dan, this thing's going to take place during a football season. He said, yep. And so that's where we're named the college. So other than that, we switched it from basketball to football. About 75-80% is true. I didn't turn the hooker away when she came. No. And there wasn't one, there was two. That's true. I never led the Pacino character think I slept with his wife, although his wife was pretty hideous. If she had been half Asian poodle, I would have tagged it. Half Asian Rottweiler, I'd have tagged it. But she looked like a blonde-haired version of olive oil from Popeye. So that didn't happen. But for the most part, it's pretty true to form about just going there and winning and the craziness that went on.
Nice. Now, let's pivot to the current day. Gambling is popping everywhere. 20-something odd states have it legalized. Have you seen a big change being in Vegas, in what's happening in Vegas? I see these guys put out every month the largest handle, and Vegas is slowly sliding down the list. New York, multiple states, Pennsylvania, Jersey, they're all passing Vegas. What are you seeing on the front lines there?
People are still coming here because Vegas is Vegas. People are still going to come for March Madness, Super Bowl. People are still going to come here and bet.
Yep.
They're still going to come here and enjoy their weekends. I mean, Vegas is still Vegas. Handle may be down a little bit. I get it. But at the end of the day, people are still coming here. The town is absolutely booming.
Yep.
I mean, booming more than I've ever seen it. And for me, with gambling being legal, it's boosted my business big time. Granted, it comes down to one thing and one thing only, your ability to win consistently. Because guys will give you a couple days. You cannot go in my business with an e-commerce website where guys are buying picks from you. You can't go on a 3-day losing streak. There's too many. It's too competitive out there with people pushing their product. So you need to win. And I've always said this for years. You can lose, but it better be the quality of your losses. If you lose 3 days in a row and you're giving out a 3-point favorite that loses by 3 touchdowns, and the next day you're giving out a 7-point favorite that loses outright the next day, that's why 90% of every game I release is an underdog. Why? Because the value in the line is with the dog, not the favorite. And when I give classes and seminars, I always tell guys, when you handicap a game, you start with the underdog. You make a case for the underdog. You try to talk yourself into the underdog before you work to the favorite. Why? Because if you start with the favorite's the favorite for a reason. You'll be hard-pressed to get to the dog. You'll convince yourself the favorite's the right side. Start with the dog. Make a case for the dog. You'll start seeing more dogs. You'll start winning more dogs.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. So make a case for a dog on the week 10 card here. You know, maybe you like Green Bay, who took some money. We're recording this Thursday, took some money earlier today, went down from 5 to 4.5. Talk me into a dog. Sell the audience on an underdog this weekend in week 10.
We touched on it. Aaron Rodgers, 9-1 straight up against the spread in his NFL career in games when he scored 10 points or less in his previous game. And if it's a game, it's a non-division game, he's 4-0 straight up and against the spread. So I get it. There's numbers that favor Dallas. But at the end of the day, I just think the right side of the game is Green Bay as a home dog. The dog I love more than life itself, Cleveland Browns plus the points of the Miami Dolphins. They're getting 3.5. I've told people for years, when you're in the NFL and you can do one thing really, really well, and that's run the football, you're a hard team to beat. And the Cleveland Browns have the number one rush offense in the NFL. And if you look at the Cleveland Browns and you look at their schedule this year and you look how they've played, they are literally, and I do not say this with a boastful statement of exaggeration, they literally can be 7-1. They had one game where they were blown out, New England, 38-15, but they turned the ball over 4 times. Other than that, check their losses out. Okay.
Because I remember the Jets one. That was a great win for my Jets. Joe Flacco, baby.
Because this is one of the reasons why I had Cincinnati on Monday night. I'm sorry, Cleveland on Monday night over Cincinnati plus 3. Okay, yep. Their losses. 1 point loss to the Jets in a game they had won. The 3 point loss at Atlanta they gave away. The 2 point loss against the Chargers they gave away. And the Ravens, it was 23-20. And they just completed a first down to the Ravens 31. They were going to kick a tying field goal, and they had a holding penalty. Backed them up, and the field goal became a 61-yarder, and I think it was partially blocked. So they were in that game. So a break here or there, we're talking about the 7-1 Cleveland Browns. And if you can't stop the run, and Miami's defense can't stop anybody right now. They didn't stop the Lions. They didn't stop the Bears. Now they're coming back home against this Cleveland defense. It's playing lights out. The defensive front is playing lights out, and they can run the football. Cleveland is a very live dog this Sunday.
Yeah, what about Seattle? What do you make of Seattle? They have killed me often this season. They are catching points in Germany. I don't know if you want to break down the travel scenario for each side or what to make of Geno Smith or Tom Brady. I'm avoiding this game, but maybe you could talk me in. Not anybody but Seattle. I can't bet that team.
No, I'm leaving that game. I don't touch the London games, and I don't touch the games. Well, it's the first time they're in Germany, but I don't touch the pond games. I just there's too many intangibles and too many variables that are out there. There's more value that we're staring at right here in front of us. Tennessee. I think Tennessee's so much better than people think. They have the Chiefs beat with a second string rookie quarterback. Denver struggles against the run, 21st in the NFL stopping the run. Tennessee's -2.5. Everybody's like, let Russ cook. Last time I checked, the only thing Russ is cooking is crack. Because Russ ain't cooking nothing. I'll tell you that right now. So I like Tennessee.
I had been looking at Denver there. Tennessee on the field for 91 plays defensively last week against Mahomes.
You're pro athletes. You're pro athletes.
I mean, I'm not a pro athlete, but
no, well, I also they like. Are.
I'm not selling Russ at this rock bottom. I mean, I don't trust Hackett at all. Vrabel versus Hackett is a mismatch. We know Vrabel as a dog is great, right? You mentioned Vrabel. What was he? They were getting 13, 14 last week with the backup quarterback. But as a favorite, different animal.
Listen, you're just asking Tennessee to win the game at -2.5. I don't trust Denver offensively. So, but my best bet of the weekend is Cleveland plus the points over Miami.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like Cleveland. How about, is there any way you could talk yourself into Houston, since you said you would like starting with the dogs? They're getting a little bit of money. I guess the receivers are actually showing up and playing this week, Cooks and Nico Collins. I don't know that it matters. They covered against the Eagles without them. But New York Giants in a different spot here, actually favored. They've been underdogs and thrived. Danny Dimes at home has struggled a bit. Your thoughts?
Lovie Smith. Good old Lovie Smith. Career record as a dog of more than 5 points, 27-17 against the spread. And if Lovie is coming off a loss of 8 or more points, and he's getting 5 or more points, 10-0 against the spread. I have said for years, you take the Giants as an underdog you go against them as a favorite. If you stick with that principle, you're going to win more than you lose. I like Houston plus the points.
A dog that I think a lot of people are going to avoid, it's the Sunday night game, the Niners, favored by a touchdown. I would assume this probably goes up to 7.5. I don't think at that point, you know, the big money will come in on the Chargers. But can you make a case for Justin Herbert with no Keenan Allen, no Mike Williams? Sounds like the right tackle's out. I just don't know what they have offensively against a rested 49er defense off the bye, getting healthier on the defensive line and in the secondary.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going to need this game. I mean, granted, Chargers are 4-0 against spread in the road this year. We've covered every road game. But is Allen and Williams both been announced out at this point?
They've not been announced, but they're not practicing yet, and there's almost no chance that both of them play.
If both of them are out, I like the Niners in the game. If one of the two play, I'd take the points with the Chargers. They hang around. They hung around at KC. They got the win at Cleveland. They got the win last week in Atlanta. They're a tough team to blow out because they can run it and throw it.
I know you mentioned some trends earlier. Kyle Shanahan as a dog versus as a favorite. Does that kind of stuff? How much does that play into your handicap?
Well, Kyle Shanahan actually in this game has some pretty good numbers, as does Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is 12-4 against the spread at home, facing a team coming off a win. And if that team's a winning team, he's 7-0 against the spread. So you also take into account that Shanahan is 16-6 against the spread in home games when both teams come in off a win. So the numbers tell you the right side of the game. And the Chargers are 1-6 against the spread last 7 Sunday night games. So there you go.
I want to quickly look at Arizona and the Rams. This is, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray not really on the same page. Kyler missed a day of practice. He's really struggled against the Rams. Kingsbury has gotten murdered by McVay. And the interesting one is Matt Stafford strangely popped up with a concussion. I had speculated earlier that could be McVay covering up maybe the elbow and the lack of protection and just the overall awfulness of the Rams and Stafford. But this line's gone down. Rams are now 1.5. Totals crept down to 40.5. Anything here on this one?
You could give me the final score of this game today. If I went to bed tonight and I woke up at 3 a.m. and there's this glowing white presence in my room and it's God. And he wakes me up and he hands me his ice cold glass of lemonade and he says, "My son, I'm going to give you the final score of Arizona Rams." I would look at God and say, I'm sorry, I can't win this game. If you gave me the final score, and I don't trust you, so I'm not going to bet the game. I've lost every Arizona Ram game that I've touched in the last 4 years, so I'm not touching this game. If you gave me $1 million and said, B-Lane, go bet the game, babe, you can keep the winnings. Keep your money. There you go.
Yeah, some of these divisional matchups are tough. All right, we can wrap up on this one, Brandon. So the Raiders, who have a lot of issues, they killed me last week. I was on them. I saw 17-0. I felt great. Then they end up choking to the Colts. I'm sorry, to the Jags. Now they face the Colts, who just fired their coach and brought in a guy from the ESPN studio shows, Jeff Saturday, to actually coach them. Sounds like Jonathan Taylor's back. I wanted to take the Raiders, but I don't know that I could lose with them again. And I don't know that McDaniels would be coaching next week if he loses to Jeff Saturday at home.
Wow. Shows you what I've been doing. I just moved into my new house in Vegas, and I've just been getting everything organized. Frank Reich got fired?
Yeah, that was on, I think, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, my God. What's funny is I just called Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, called his secretary, Heather, when I was networking the movie. So the reason how I got two for the money made was I took a job at a golf course in L.A. as a caddy where producers, writers, and directors played golf, and I figured, you know what? I'll caddy for one of these guys, pitch them my idea. They'll love it. They'll close it. Two for the money. And sure enough, caddy for Dan Gilroy, screenwriter, pitching my idea. He loved it. Two for the money. But I stayed on caddying at Riviera for the next 3 or 4 years, living in Manhattan Beach, living the life because Dan wasn't ready to work on the script. So some of my regulars at Riviera Country Club were Sylvester Stallone and Mark Wahlberg and Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts. So anytime I've wanted tickets to any Colts game, anywhere where the Colts are playing, I just call Heather at Jim's office and say, hi, it's Brandon. She's like, hi, Brandon. I'm like, can I get two tickets to the Colts Raiders on Sunday? And she said, yeah, I'll check with Jim and call you back. And half hour later, she called me back and she said, all right, your tickets will be in your email. Thank you. So I'll be at the game on Sunday. And I believe, just like they did when they blew out Houston, I just don't know how take the Colts here. I just don't. With Frank Reich as their head coach, they were 0-14 on third down attempts.
I saw that, yeah.
And last week's loss to New England.
Well, this quarterback, Ellinger, problem, I mean, he's rough.
Yeah, so it's a rookie quarterback on the road against the Raiders who were blowing teams out, haven't played a complete game. Where do you want to be? Do you want to be on the right side of the game with the Raiders and they show up and play the way they're capable of, or take a shot with a rookie quarterback on the road? I just don't know if you can trust a rookie quarterback on the road.
Yeah, they lost badly to – I don't know how I missed – I didn't even bet that game. I don't know how I whiffed on not taking the Patriots. Belichick just annihilates these young quarterbacks every week. All right, Brandon, so tell us about starting a podcast now. I mean, geez, you got so much going on. The gambling, the podcast, living in Vegas.
Yeah, me and Cordell Stewart with Joe Cirillo. It's a great show. It's on the Bleed Podcast Network. Cordell's doing great. Had to get acquainted with Point Spreads and – go check it out. It's absolutely fantastic. We just taped this week's episode. And then, like I said, BrandonLang.com. We're knock on wood, looking for winning Saturday, number 8 of my last 9. Looking to improve on that 19-4 run in football with another winning Saturday and Sunday. So knock on wood. It's not what you've done last week, last night. It's what have you done for me lately? Yeah. So let's hope we have another big winning weekend.
It's weird. I wonder if Cordell Stewart, when he, you know, kind of says stuff about some of these players and coaches, if they are sensitive to the criticism and get back to him. Cause you know, I work at FS1 and some of these athletes come on the show and they'll just say whatever, like LeSean McCoy is awesome. This guy's a comedian. He's awesome. He just shreds Kyler Murray. And I said, LeSean, did you ever hear from Kyler? He's like, oh, within 48 hours, people in his circle were like, yo, Shady, can you ease up on Kyler? Some of these athletes are very sensitive. I don't know. Has Cordell Stewart gone off the rails on anybody yet?
No, cause we're talking point spreads and who to bet. So it's strictly a gambling show, and Cordell's doing great and learning point spreads, and we brought him along from the beginning of the season, and where he's at now and where he was when we first started week one, night and day. We are really good together, and it's a fun show, and it's really good. I think Cordell was 4-1-1 last week. I was 4-2. So it's
you got to have Cordell hit up his Pittsburgh people to see if TJ Watt's definitely going to play. It sounds like it. I see some money coming in on the Steelers as we record this. I kind of like him against the Saints. I don't know. Mike Tomlin, dog at home, TJ Watt back. Saints off that. What was it? Monday night loss, right, to Kenyon Drake and Lamar Jackson. Short week. Injuries all over the Saints.
He does like Pittsburgh this week. He did give that out as one of his best bets. So
yeah, I'll have to tune into the
Cordell Stewart Inside Information Game, Pittsburgh.
Nice. All right, Brandon Lang, congrats on all your success in the movie, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Got it. Thanks, bud.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Brandon Lang. I told you guys he was a character. Anytime you can work Jerry Tarkanian into a story, you know it's a winning story. Hope you guys do check out the movie, too, for the money. Before we get to the NFL picks... 1-0 thanks to the Thursday night under hitting. I wanted to briefly talk about Texas and TCU. I got a question. How the hell is three-loss Texas a touchdown favorite at home against undefeated TCU? How does that work? And I actually wrote this game up for foxsports.com. We do, me and a couple other guys write up some gambling games. And Texas is interesting, so they lose some close games. Lost a gut punch, absolute gut punch to Alabama. You guys surely remember that. They led Texas Tech most of the way, led by, I think, 14 in the third quarter, blew it. They were cruising against Oklahoma State. This is the game that's wacky. Leading Oklahoma State 21-10, 31-17, touchdown in the fourth quarter. I mean, and then they blow it. And when you're doing research on these games, you know, I look at everything. I noticed in the box score one of the craziest lines I'd ever seen. I didn't Google to see if this was a first. So in the Texas-Oklahoma State game, Texas had 14 penalties for 119 yards on the road. And I put this on my Instagram stories. Texas, 14 penalties, 119 yards. Oklahoma State playing at home, zero penalties, 0 yards. Now, that's one of those where it's like, geez, I got to investigate the referees. I mean, Texas blowing a late lead, a lot of questionable whistles, not one penalty in 60 minutes on Oklahoma State, 14 on Texas, little sus. Bottom line is Texas is a very good team with a very good quarterback in Quinn Ewers, and they've lost some very tough games. They lost Alabama by one on a field goal at the horn, or practically at the horn. TCU, by the way, has faced, I think, three backup quarterbacks due to injuries in a quirk. They just have gotten lucky having to face backup quarterbacks. Their non-conference schedule, I mean, I don't know what Tarleton is. Are you guys familiar with Tarleton? They whooped up on them. They do have nice wins. Listen, not going to take anything away from TCU. I got a buddy who pitched at TCU, and I play pickup hoops with him. Super nice guy, lives out here near me. They got a nice win over Oklahoma State. Crazy good comeback. They beat Kansas when Kansas was good. They beat Oklahoma when Oklahoma was good. Kansas State's a nice win. I think their luck runs out here. And if you go to any of these metrics, yards per play, net yards per play, a Pro Football Focus kit has some deep dives on analytics. Nobody considers TCU a top 10 team in the country. Barely top 15. They do not hold up in the stat category. They've gotten very fortunate this year. But you know what? You can only play who's in front of you. Quarterbacks get hurt. Quarterbacks get hurt. And the thing is, TCU, if they pull off this win, I don't think they win. But I took the 7. That's just too much for me. Texas it struggles to win with margin because their defense stinks. I don't. It's not a big play for me, but I took the 7 with TCU. If you listen back to the Thursday pod with Bruce Feldman, we had some interesting stuff on their quarterback, Max Duggan. Nice player, probably a pro. I don't know if he's an early round pick, but he's got moxie, if you will. And I think they can keep it close enough. I do think Texas wins, but if you're asking me what's the play here, I would take the point, take the touchdown with the Horned Frogs. I will be interested to see if Saturday morning this comes off the 7. One way or the other. You can assume that a lot of the pro bettors are going to be all over Texas, which is why they set the line at 7. All right, let's get to the NFL card. And last weekend was good. The Raiders loss hurt deeply. The Jets victory offset that. I did not have the Jets, but as a Jets fan, sometimes big wins like that. And also the Bills losing helped if you're in Survivor. Oh my gosh, everybody had the Bills. I'm sure you guys read that story. There was a dude in the Vegas... Circa Survivor contest, who had 6 entries. Now, I know the contest I'm in is $1,500 to enter. I think the Survivor is $1,000. 6 entries. So he had basically $6,000 and he loaded it every entry on the Buffalo Bills. All 6. And he's done. That's brutal. I feel awful. Now, we talk Survivor on here often for all the new people, and there are a bunch of new people. Drop it into the podcast, I guess mostly thanks to the herd, but we talk about Survivor often. And one of my number one things is, you know, keep it simple early in the season and B, never, ever take the same team if you have multiple entries. That is certain death. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings almost screwed me a couple times when I did that in my younger years, but I don't know. That's just brutal for the guy. I would never, you know, tell him that, but I just feel awful for the kid. At any rate, let's get to the picks. All right, so I have laid the lumber, and I'm sure I'm going to regret this, with Kenny Pickett at home. Mike Tomlin, a short underdog off the bye. Got TJ Watt practicing. No telling if he's going to go or not. On the off chance he does, this is going to be an absolute nightmare for Andy Dalton. Now, this game is not being played at night, which is good news for Dalton because we know in primetime he is terrible. But this is a Saints team that just can't get on track. They can't get consistent. They are now leaving a dome and going outdoors. Temperatures don't look like it's going to be warm there. And I don't know that the running game of New Orleans is going to have a lot of impact in Pittsburgh against this defense that's getting healthier thanks to the bye week. I like Pittsburgh to win. I think there's a good spot for Tomlin. I have said that if I were the Steelers, I would probably... look into tanking. That's, of course, is not something Mike Tomlin would ever do to get a high draft pick and not rush my guys back. But coming off the bye, I would expect the offense to look a little different. No Claypool. I think Pickens is going to be a bigger factor. It sounds like at practice this week, they're working in the backup running back because a lot of people are unhappy with the kid out of Alabama, Najee Harris. Wild stat that Najee Harris has so last year he had 307 carries and only 4 went for 20 or more yards. Now, I don't know if that's an indictment of the offensive line. Obviously, it's bad. Or Harris, who dances a lot. Through 9 weeks this season, 107 carries for Najee Harris, 0 carries of 20-plus yards. That ain't good. Now, is that on Harris? Or is that on the offensive line? Or is it a combination of both, which is usually the right answer? So, we'll see. I would not be surprised if the Steelers came out with some wrinkles coming off the bye. So, Steelers over the Saints, I'll pick them outright in that one. I'm passing on the game in Munich, Germany. I'll be rooting for Tampa Bay, although my kid has a soccer game at 8 a.m. Yes, 8 a.m. on Sunday. So I'll be watching on the phone, although kids' soccer, you know, takes priority. You guys know me. I love soccer. This one's tough, and I know not a lot of people are going to ride with me, but I am going with the Chicago Bears at home. If you can get 2.5, awesome. If you get the Bears 2.5 at home against Detroit, you know, I wrote this up for Fox Sports, but you look at Jared Goff's history outside. Obviously, the first thing, November, Chicago, check the weather. Jared Goff, when it's under 30 degrees, the numbers I saw are zero career wins, zero touchdowns, five interceptions. Now, it's obviously a small sample size. I think it's like five or six games. But this is a California kid. You can insert all the small hands, pre-draft talk you want. For whatever reason, cold weather, Goff has struggled mightily. The last time he went outdoors was the New England game. He was terrible. Now, they were missing a couple guys in that one. There's no telling if St. Brown or Swift are going to be back. I've given up trying to know who's coming back and when. They look good, yes, against Green Bay, although Green Bay was definitely the side in that. I mean, they moved the ball up and down the field. I think they got to the red zone three times. Rodgers threw two picks in the red zone. Like, you know, that's a game Detroit was absolutely lucky to win. And I got a good buddy who's a Lions fan and just definitely wants them to number one pick, and they stink. He's a regular listener to the pod. I know there's going to be some sharp people picking Detroit here. Like, what are the Bears doing as favorites? They have no defense. The Lions' offensive line should bully them and be able to move the football. It feels like a low-scoring game. Money's come in on the under. I got to give the big edge here to Justin Fields and this Bears ground game. Again, Detroit is not good at anything, really. I'm sorry. I'm on the Bears here at 2.5. I don't like it as much at 3, but this definitely feels like another one of these 2017 kind of finals. Remember, there were four games that landed on 20-17 last week, just exemplifying the parity in the NFL. This one's going to be a little tough for the Miami Dolphins fans who are hate listening to me because, you know, I talk shit about Tua all the time. So the Dolphins, the Bears were a big winner for this podcast last week, had them in the contest and everything. They took money against the Dolphins, and they covered. The Cleveland Browns are going to Miami this week, off the bye. Jacoby Brissett, Denzel Ward's back. He's kind of struggling this year, but Denzel Ward is back. And they're taking money. Browns were 5.5. It's down to 3.5. So if you can, I mean, if this goes back to 4, great. 3.5, I still like it at 3.5. Don't love it as much. Remember, Miami's offense is gung-ho on going for it on fourth down. Part of the reason the Bears covered was because McDaniel kept going on fourth down. Part of the reason the Steelers covered, another pick on this podcast, was on that Sunday Night Football game was McDaniel didn't want to kick the field goal. He's like, let's go on fourth down. Let's just go, go, go. Well, this will be a much tougher defense than the Chicago Bears. Like, the Bears put up no resistance. Cleveland has Myles Garrett. I know Armstead's playing well at tackle, but Jadeveon Clowney on the other side is expected back. I don't know. I would not be shocked if the Cleveland Browns won this game outright. We know Miami's defense is in shambles. They cannot stop the run at all. The Bears dump trucked them. The Jets ran all over them a few weeks back. I would not be surprised. It is a Chubb Hunt game, big time. As long as Jacoby Brissett doesn't lose it for you, I think the Browns cover. I will put a little on them to win money line. It's not a fade of Tua. That Miami defense is atrocious. It's terrible. And I think Cleveland's got a much better defense than anything Miami's seen recently. Cleveland's better. D is better than Pittsburgh's. They're going to show up here. I like the Browns to keep it close. So we talked already about the Josh Allen Minnesota game. I'm not going to get back into it. It's almost looking like 100% that Josh Allen is not going to play, has not practiced all week. I guess if you're asking if I'm betting this at 3.5, the answer would be Vikings. At 3, I would pass. At 2.5, I've got to go Case Keenum. I mean, there's a scenario here, guys, where the Buffalo defense gets all over Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, has not looked good at all outdoors. Stop me if you've heard this before on the podcast. Kirk Cousins outdoors. You know, he just continues to get very lucky. He was not good against Washington. I mean, they're down by 10 in the fourth quarter again. That's all they do is they trail in the fourth quarter of all these games. And they pull them out. Kirk could be rattled by this pressure. You know, Kirk has not shown well against pressure. I would assume the Buffalo defense is going to be kind of juiced up after what happened to them against the Jets, getting just run over. But what about Milano? Is he going to play? That's kind of a big factor. One of the best interior linebackers in the league. Is Tre'Davious White going to play? Poyer, he missed the Jets game. Like, this defense is kind of decimated, and you just wonder like, that's one of those check the injury reports leading up to the game. But for me, I did get Vikings at 4. We talked about that earlier this week, as soon as it was becoming clear that Josh Allen was not going to play. So we'll see. I'm obviously rooting Minnesota because the Jets are chasing Buffalo. And if Miami loses and Buffalo loses, we could be playing Jets-Patriots next week for first place in the AFC. I have bet the Denver Broncos. I know you do not want to hear that. On the road in Tennessee, Denver has now had, you know, the extra week trading Bradley Chubb. They had the bye week to shift the defense. They've had extra time to prepare for Derrick Henry. You know what's coming. But the key here for me while I'm on Denver is the Tennessee defense, which was not is not good in the first place, okay? They did an extremely good job as a big underdog against Kansas City. They were on the field for 91 plays. 91. That is, that's absurd. And it was a Sunday night game in Kansas City. Now you come home, defense is gassed, maybe Malik Willis, although Tannehill's back at practice. Listen, if you can get a 3, Denver catching 3 on the road. Now, this was the lowest total of the season I saw at 36.5. It's up to 37.5. I think this is, you know, 16, 13, something along those lines. But I like Denver to finally get a win. And listen, Denver's not totally out of the wild card mix. I know they have not looked good and Hackett stinks. Hey, you lose this game. Maybe you just tell Hackett, just stay in Nash Vegas, hang out there. We don't need you. We're done. I'm sorry, but I had to bet on the team that let us down last week. The Raiders led 17-0 and then choked it away against the Jags. On principle, I had to take them against a coach who has never coached in the NFL. He was talking about breaking down games on ESPN last week. In one of the real good stories about it's not what you know, it's who you know. Jeff Saturday had his elevator pitch with Jim Irsay at some Ring of Honor event within the last 2 weeks. And he just blew Irsay away. Irsay says, we're firing Reich. We're bringing in Jeff Saturday. So now you have a coach who last time he spent time around the team was in training camp. And now he's going to come in. The guy he's calling plays, I've never heard his name in my life. He's probably like a quality control guy. And it's on the road. And oh, by the way, it's not even a vet like Matt Ryan. It's Sam Ellinger. So on principle, I have to bet the Raiders here. I don't want to do it. Trust me. The Raiders are a dumpster fire. Darren Waller on IR. Hunter Renfrow on IR. And I don't know if you saw the defense. They cut Jonathan Abram this week, who was like their first round pick a couple years ago. They had a linebacker named Blake Martinez. I didn't even know they had him. This is crazy. He joined the team last month. He led them in tackles against the Jaguars last week. And then he retired. He just said, yeah, I think I'm going to retire. And then buried in the story about Blake Martinez is Blake Martinez is an avid Pokemon card collector. Last week, he sold some Pikachu rare card for $672,000. I don't know what's going on with the Raiders. They're signing guys off the street. Reggie Ragland, you remember him, Alabama guy? To the practice squad. There's a chance Reggie Ragland's going to be playing a lot on Sunday. And Jonathan Taylor's healthy. So if Jeff Saturday pulls this off, if he goes on the road with a backup quarterback, you could say third string because Nick Foles should have been the backup, right? And wins this game, Josh McDaniels can just pack up and just get out of town. Now, I still don't think they fire him, but if he loses this game, what the hell? I mean, listen, Raiders' defense is really hurting. I don't see how on earth the Colts stop Davante Adams. Colts are not good. Eventually, Crosby will make a play. Chandler Jones has been one of the biggest busts in the league. Half a sack this season. Like, it is a train wreck for the Raiders. But again, are they really going to lose this friggin' game? So I had to bet them, 4.5. Listen. If they lose, at least I could just throw my hands up and say this has never happened before in the history of the sport. Someone who has never coached at NFL or college level comes in, just says, oh yeah, I could coach in the NFL. I was on the team with Marvin Harrison. You know, I argued with Peyton Manning. I've been around Bill Polian. Yeah, through osmosis and being around those guys, I know what to do as a coach. this is, if he somehow pulls this off, Jeff Saturday, it's kind of an embarrassment to the league. Really? It's like this guy could come off the street and pick up a W? What? And that's why I think this would be really damaging to McDaniels. Like, I don't know how you bounce back from that. Jim Irsay, crazy Jim Irsay. Listen, if Saturday wins this, you just throw your hands up and tip your cap like, okay. Arizona Rams, I got nothing. Not with Kyler injured and Stafford injured. Stafford's weirdo concussion story. I'm going to sit on Chargers. Kind of want to take the 7 with the Chargers. But nothing about the matchup in any way, shape, or form says the Chargers should be able to hang here. Absolutely nothing. What do the 49ers do? They run the football really well. Chargers still stink against the run. What are the Chargers going to do on offense, Jay? Oh, well, they got They got Austin Eckler. Great. What, are you going to get him in space against one of the best linebacking cores groups in the league? How are the Chargers, who by the way, are down their best lineman out for the season, and now it sounds like their right tackle, Pipkins, ain't going to play. Enter Storm Norton, who was last seen week 18 last year just getting dump trucked by Max Crosby all night. I mean, he was getting, enter all those, like he was getting beat like, you know, a screen door on a submarine or whatever the jokes are. I think he gave up 3 sacks that game. Are you going to put him up there against Bosa? For real? So like nothing about this game says Chargers should have a chance, except for 2 things. 1, it's in primetime. And primetime dogs have been ridiculous this season. The other one is the 49ers don't really blow teams out, although they did crush Seattle 27-7. I don't know if, let's see if Deebo Samuel even plays. I know he's back at practice. But I'm just going to pass on this game. I mean, if you're looking for a teaser leg, and I know the teasers cutting through 7-3 have done awful this year. If you notice, I haven't talked about teasers a lot this year because the first like 4 weeks, they kicked me in the teeth. Last year, they were a cash cow. Like, honestly, you could have bought a new vehicle last year based on teasers. That's how easy the money was. This year, they're all screwed up. But if you want one, I would say tease San Francisco down from 7-1. They're definitely not losing the game, right? And if you can hold your nose and do it, the Tennessee Titans, they don't have the firepower to blow anybody out, so you take Denver up from 2.5 to 8.5. And then you're like, all right, Ryan Tannehill, beat me by more than 1 score. And I don't see that happening, so that's a really, really strong teaser leg. The only other game that I really looked at, and I'm thinking about including in the contest, is this Green Bay Cowboys game. We can wrap up on this because I've rambled long enough. Just like everything says San Francisco against the Chargers, everything here, literally everything, says Dallas. Everything. Everybody talking about this game loves the Cowboys. Nobody likes Green Bay. You heard what I said, right? Nobody likes Green Bay. So what happens when nobody likes them? They cover. They show up. But then you're like, well, how? How the hell is Green Bay going to show up? Well, let's see. They're down Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson. Who the hell are they throwing to? I don't really know. How's the offensive line? Well, it got roughed up last week by the Detroit friggin' Lions. Okay. How's the defense? Well, their best pass rusher, Rashawn Gary's done for the season. Stokes, their cornerback out of Georgia, who's very good. He's out. So, weaker defense. Offense is going to be hampered. How are they winning this game? Winning. How are they going to cover? They can't stop the run. Go look at what the Jets did to him on the ground. Just gashed him. Go look at the New York Giants. What did Saquon Barkley do? Ran all over him. Like, they can't stop the run, and now you got Zeke rested up coming off the bye. Tony Pollard, maybe the best change of pace back in the league. I love me some Tony Pollard. Got him on my fantasy teams. Like, and then the capper is the McCarthy situation. Again, I'm around all these former coaches and former GMs, former players, and revenge is a big, big aspect. You can joke and laugh about the revenge narrative, but as I told earlier in this podcast, earlier this week on the podcast, about a coach in the NFL who at Fox telling me about a revenge story and how they wanted to run it up and the stuff they did during the week. Like, I'm not going to tell the full story again. You can go back and look for it. But these guys, they don't forget. And Mike McCarthy remembers the end. in Green Bay. It was ugly. Aaron Rodgers hated him. Aaron Rodgers could say nice things now. He's remembering the good. That's great. It's like when you get a divorce. You don't remember the end. Remember the good times. McCarthy was run out of town. He had to sit out of the league. The only way he got back in the league was he wrote that big deck and he like studied analytics and he had to like say all this stuff just to get a job. He's friggin' humiliated. The guy won a Super Bowl. He had the bye week to prepare for this. This is Mike McCarthy's Super Bowl. Now, I don't think he's a particularly great coach, but if there's one game where he is emptying the playbook, halfback pass, fake punt, fake field goal, nothing would surprise me here. Absolutely nothing. I'm telling you, the story I told on the podcast earlier this week, go look for it. These coaches, they want revenge. And if you don't think McCarthy has had this game circled the day the schedule came out, you're wrong. McCarthy wants this game. He wants to stick it to Rodgers. I'm sure they'll give him the applause before the game. He's not going to get booed. Guy won a Super Bowl there. And then he wants to go beat their ass. He would love nothing more than a 34-7 romp. And they dump Gatorade on the sideline. You can go look at the quotes. I'm telling you guys, go read the local papers. The Cowboys defenders. We want this one from McCarthy. So again, everything points to Dallas. But you know how crazy this league is. Everything last week pointed to Kansas City against Tennessee. They barely won the game in overtime. They never came close to covering. Everything last week pointed to Buffalo against the Jets. Zach Wilson the week before was three interceptions. Come on. Everybody was on Buffalo. This league is weird, man. The one thing, and we've had a lot of gamblers on, and listen, you can win money, and you can have all the numbers you want. There is no predictive stat yet in the NFL. There just isn't. It's an oblong pigskin, and nobody knows how it's bouncing. I mean, except the Eagles, who get every fumble on planet Earth. Cowboys are doing good in that department as well. For instance, fourth down. Guess who's the worst team in the league on fourth down? The Packers. Dead last in the NFL on fourth down. Guess who was number one 2 years ago? You're right, the Packers. These things change, man. There's eventually, regression's going to hit and the Packers are going to bounce back. Is that this week? I don't know. And so I'm a little nervous to take the Packers after tax dollars on Green Bay after watching what they've done. And this isn't like one fluky week against the Lions. It's like five of the last 6 weeks, they've looked like garbage. Then again, they did cover for us against the Bills in Buffalo. At home, we'll see. But listen, a lot of food for thought. It's been a great week, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the gambling, the fantasy, the whatever else you're doing in November. World Cup is coming, guys. Be ready. Talk to you soon.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.